Grace to you and peace through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dynamic duos are a dime a dozen. Dynamic duos are a dime a dozen, but some are quite notable. For instance, Batman and Robin. Starsky and Hutch. Ben and Jerry. Archie and Edith. Peanut butter and jelly. Some dynamic duos are quite notable. Some are not. One of those kind of dynamic duos is found in our Old Testament text for today. Kumi and Ori. Rise and shine. Oh, sure, you've sung about them. You remember when? When Noah built his arky, and in turn you gave God the glory. And you even heard them proclaimed by Professor Ager in Tuesday's sermon. Rise, shine! And you will even find them hanging out in the secular world, hanging out on restaurant marquees, heralding a breakfast of hot cinnamon rolls and high-octane coffee. Yet, I don't think that they have entered into your cognitive data banks as a dynamic duo. But that is exactly what they are. Although these other dynamic duos are more famous, they do not carry with them the same power and the same significance as Kumi and Ori. Rise and shine, rise and give light, for your light has come. What good news this is for the city of the Lord. What good news this is for the children of Jacob, this sinful nation, this brood of evildoers, these children of corruption, these who have spurned the Holy One, these who have been carried off to a land not their own. These people living in darkness have seen a great light. Rise and shine, for your light has come. Darkness covers the earth, but light dawns here. Thick darkness covers the peoples, but the glory of the Lord rises here. Salvation is not found just anywhere. Salvation is not just found in anything. Salvation is not found in just anyone. It is found here. And it is here, where the nations come. It is here where all assemble. It is this place, it is this land that camels cover with their load of gold and incense. It is this land that proclaims the praise of the Lord. Rise and shine, for your light has come. And this dynamic duo is as powerful today and is as significant today as ever. Over the Christmas break, I had the opportunity and the privilege to visit a four-week-old who needed to undergo open-heart surgery over here at Children's. And as I said, I had the opportunity and the privilege to visit with her and to be with this four-week-old and to be with her family and to be with her parents. And as I walked through those hallways of Children's Hospital, there was no doubt in my mind that darkness covers the earth and thick darkness covers the peoples. I looked at the people and I saw their faces, and I saw these faces tired and worn. I saw these faces that were filled with fear and uncertainty. And I saw these faces that almost seemed to speak, almost seemed to ask, "How did I get here? How did my child get here? What am I doing here? What is my son, what is my daughter doing here? And how do we get out?" But that face is not confined to the floors of a children's hospital. I've seen that face before. You have worn that face. I have worn that face. And sometimes that face is a familiar companion. A face of fear, uncertainty, doubt, shame, guilt. The face that almost seems to speak, "I'm stuck. I can't get out." That face that just looks overwhelmed by this world, by sin. You've worn it. I've worn it. Rise and shine. Your light has come, and look what he does. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, rise. Rise and shine." Death and darkness torn away from this little girl and from her family and from their life. Rise and shine. And this is not the last time these words will come forth from our Savior's mouth. They will come forth from his mouth again and again and again, until we find him in a garden outside of the walls of Jerusalem, and he says this: "Rising the third time, he said to them, 'Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough! The hour has come. Look, The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise. Let us go. Here comes my betrayer. And here comes the cross. The cross on which he most certainly will draw all men to himself. Salvation is not just found anywhere or in anything or in anyone. It is found here. It is found in him. So it is to him that those from the east come bringing their long prophesied gifts. It is here in him and now on the cross that he once again gathers the nations to him and carries on him and in him those things that make your faces tired and worn. Rise and shine, and he will on that blessed third day, and you rise and shine. For your light has come. Rise and shine every day of your life. Rise and shine every morning of your life, for he has put his name on you. Rise and shine every morning in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Rise and shine every morning in the baptism into which you have been baptized. And one day, at the sound of the last trumpet, rise and shine. And he will certainly draw all. He will gather all to himself, and all the dead will be raised. And I will let that topic be continued in Pastor Stein's sermon tomorrow. But for now, rise, shine, daily, for your light has come, and he gathers you to himself. Amen.